This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up when donors say don't. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. People who give money to colleges and other nonprofit organizations can control how that gift can be used, right? Well, that's true, except in cases where it isn't. It was more than a century ago when Josephine Newcomb gave $100,000 to Tulane University in memory of her daughter Sophie to create Sophie Newcomb College for the Education of Females. And in her will, Josephine left nearly $3 million more. Tulane continued to operate Sophie Newcomb College as a separate entity until Hurricane Katrina, which forced Tulane to merge Newcomb College along with several others into one undergraduate college. Josephine's estate asked a court to order Tulane to resume the operations of Newcomb College, but the court found for Tulane, holding that Josephine actually gave the money to Tulane with the hope that Newcomb College would continue, that the language in Josephine's will was precatory or suggestive rather than dispositive. So Sophie, Josephine, and Sophie Newcomb College are gone, but their spirit lives on. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.